What's up, y'all? Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV. Coming to you live on Memorex.
It's close.
Location. Ultra alternate. Night route. Out here.
It's an
undisclosed location. It's a little bit more residentially. And you could probably say, I wouldn't say underdeveloped, but I would say newly developed. Because you know we're 70 miles outside of Los Angeles City proper. You know, where the elite and the fancy and the sophisticated live. I wouldn't quite call this rural. Maybe small townish, I guess. The city is known for its university and its hospital. So you got, it's like a nursing community, kind of. Medical. Seventh Day Adventist. Somebody told me it's on the list of places where people are the healthiest and live be 80 or the longest, one of those blue cities that, you know, that things are just set up around it to naturally help people live longer, blah, blah, blah. But the point being, it's not a lot of good walking places. Not a lot of good walking places. At the default location where I live, where I pay $1,800 a month for a one-bedroom apartment, I gladly pay that for that. I'm like, my main cross street, 1 minute walk, is a major boulevard. Not only is it a major boulevard, it's a major boulevard that has car dealerships up and down. So not only is it well lit, I mean for miles, where I can go out in the middle of the night, I get a good walk in and feel safe. And not only just feel safe from getting attacked or, you know, getting jumped or anything. Not so, you know, that, but not so much. Just being in the light, you know, makes you feel more comfortable if they're walking in the dark. You know, because it's gangs and shit. It could be people up there, you know, just want to be drunk, have, you know, just jump you for whatever. But it's so well lit. And you actually see other people walking, you know, at night. So, but here, not so much. You know, here, not so much. And shoot, back. But then in my area, I do have to admit, though, there's a street, but if I walk into the interior, and I've noticed this the other day, if I walk into the interior, where I usually take my walk during the day, there's like no street lights. It's like super dark. It's like just a quiet neighborhood, like no street lights, inhumanely dark, to the point where I walk down the middle of the street anyway, but I, not only walking down the middle of the street, turn on my flashlight on my phone and wave and kind of walk with it waving around. That's how dark it is. And it could also be the fact that in my apartment, I keep my lights up super bright. You know, it's really bright. I try to keep it bright in my apartment. So when I walk outside, it's going to be a sharp contrast, you know, in the light level. But yeah, so I have to admit that there's parts of that area. Once you get off that main street, it gets dark. It gets dark. And see, another thing I was going to say is you can see how I'm walking here and cars going by. On that main street, it's so wide and it's the sidewalk is so far away from the street, you feel a little bit better. You know, it's one thing about, you know, walking in the dark and getting jumped. It's another thing walking in the dark and almost getting run over a bunch of times where, you know, cars just can't see you. You can't even almost fault the driver because it's just too dark. I know they can't see me. You know, you don't have to be on guard for that. But, you know, at the default location, I can walk down that main street. Sidewalk is well far away from the traffic. And well lit. You know, wide sidewalks. You know, and it's like businesses and stuff. You know, for the most part. You know, you feel kind of comfortable. You feel sort of comfortable. But not too comfortable. Just enough, you know. Got to have a little bit of diciness in it to make it a worthy walk. You know, gotta be a little bit of, uh-oh, what is that? Gotta be just a little. And it is. Out here, not so much that. It's nice and quiet. And this is like a side street. But I have to admit now, even though I was talking about, you know, this
LA
sophisticated and all this and that, this is a side street. And it's better lit than the side street that I walk down to my default location. Now, maybe not down that way. Nope, there's even a street light down that way. See? Because there's one area where I walk right by my house. And since the, you know, the time went back and the time changed and the seasons changed, days getting shorter. When I usually walk at 5, it's still lit, but now it's dark. And I'm noticing how dark it is when I go take my walk at 7, you know. Well, 7, I'm really going to take my walk. I'm going to take my walk at the last break at 7. And it is dark. And there was no street lights down this one couple streets. And trees. And so it's like, and then you got cars coming around the corner. Nobody respects that stop sign, not even me. Going whipping around that corner. You just got to be aware. You just got to be aware. But anyway, out here, getting them in. Today was a good day. Or, yeah, today could be a very good day. Or is a good day. Went to bed last night, 213.0, which was a good number. Woke up this morning, 211.4, which is a very good number. And as I look, it might be one of the best numbers of the year. And that's coming back. Remember, 5-6 days ago, I was at 224. That weight just flew off. That weight came off 2-3 pounds a day on my normal routine. So I woke up today, it was 211.4, and I did my walk, and it was a little bit warmer today. So I sweated a little bit more. Usually I lose 2.8 pounds on my 10,000 step walk. Today, I went from 211.4 to 207. I went 211.4 to 207, which is a very good number. I think my lowest previous this year was 206, but I'll take that 207. And I took that 207, and I came home, showered, you know, weighed myself, showered, changed clothes, and then took off for Cha-Cha's Tacos, got my carne steak burrito, blah, 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 even made a video about it, came home, ate it, chips, you know, laid down, napped a little. I didn't even nap, I don't think. I just laid down and was able to catch the Ole Miss Georgia game. Ole Miss upset them, so it was exciting. You know, that was just exciting. And, you know, good food, good relaxation, quiet. And then I got on the scale after eating, and it said 210.4. I was at 210.4 after eating. And I felt pretty full. And I didn't get sweets. And so I figured, you know, I'll go ahead. And I got back on the scale again, 210.4. I was like, hey, I like that. I'll take it. I like that a lot. I want to keep that going. You know, I want to improve on that. So that's what let me get out here and walk again. And this morning, when I walked the weekend alternate route at the undisclosed location, which is farther than probably I walk anywhere. The farthest default route, alternate default route that I walk is that one. And I think I ended up getting like 13,000 steps in the morning as opposed to maybe 10. So after the 13, you know, maybe that's why my weight dropped 4.4 pounds. And I was sweating. The temperature was a little bit warmer. Sun, had my sauna suit on, sweating. Just felt good. Came home 8. Got on the scale and said 210.4, 210.8 or something like that, 210.4. I was very, very happy. Laid down, didn't believe it. Weighed myself again. Said, you know what? I'm gonna keep it going. I want to keep the pressure on. So I said, and I've been talking about double walking, you know, getting to 20,000 or 210,000 step sessions. I was talking about double walking. I said, let me go ahead and do it. Improve on that 210 and then just see what happens. Go out, walk this. You know, probably I ain't gonna walk another 10,000. I'll probably walk just enough to get to 20K. And then, you know, go back in and do some stuff for my mother, watch TV, blah, blah, blah. Try not to eat. There's not too much junk there. So I should do good. But, you know, it comes late at night and you crave. So, you know, gotta think about that. You know, I don't want to be crave and then you just overdo it. You know, you just give in and just go crazy. So I got to, you know, monitor that. But I'm out here getting it down now, getting probably a break 20K. I'll go back. I'll get on the scale. I'll see how much it says and how much I'll get to know how much this walking has, what impact it has on the food I ate in the day. You know, because it's about 13,000. I'll say probably, I'll probably get in about 6,000, 7,000 steps. And I'll be able to weigh myself and see what the impact was. You know, if it's a one-to-one, I really want to see if it's directly proportional. Because I think if I walk, when I walk in the morning, I think, you know, I'm used to losing a certain amount. Almost a certain amount that I know almost like for a fact. You know, it's almost detailed. I almost know how much I'm going to lose. I wonder if the same holds true, that I lose that same amount no matter when I walk. Or is it just in the morning? Like if I just ate a big meal and I go out and I walk 2,000, 10,000 steps, will I still lose that 2.8 that I'm used to, you know, that I've gotten accustomed to losing in the morning when I walk on an empty stomach? But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe calories are calories. If calories burn, the calories burn. That means, you know, it just comes down to I can eat whatever the hell I want. I just got to get out there and get back, get to walking. And God forbid I start taking up another exercise, a more strenuous exercise, or bringing weights or something, and start doing calisthenics and working on my midsection and all that. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Wouldn't that be something? Bring up my agility, maybe play basketball, you know, some active, highly active sports with quick starts and stops, agility and jumping and, you know, quick moves and coordination and, you know, get that kind of workout. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's on the radar. And sometimes my body kind of craves it. But I'll tell you this, though, every time I do run or jog, it's a strain. It's a lot. Every time I do run or jog, it's heavy. It's not comfortable. So I don't know what that's about. But maybe I need to work on that because I should be able to jog. As much walking as I do in the temple that I'm walking now, you know, I feel like I'm in shape. But all the only thing that might be in shape may be my legs. And everything else might be going to hell. Well, not going to hell, but you know what I mean. So we'll see what that does for me when I get back. Eventually I break 20,000, get back there, see how I do the rest of the evening. There's some ambrosia in there. My niece made, my grandma, made my mother, made her grandmother some ambrosia. And I got a zero candy bar, extra large, zero candy bar in there. That'd be a nice nightcap. I don't think there's no more chips. Some chips would be nice. Just a few chips and that will be a nice, you know, midnight snack if I could pull it off. And then wake up tomorrow morning, you know, who knows? Who knows what that weight's gonna be? Pittsburgh plays at 10 tomorrow. If I was all that, I'd get up around 8 and get my 10,000 in before the game. We'll see. I stayed up late last night, 1:32 a.m., just enjoying it, you know, just enjoying the time to myself. So we'll see. I don't think you know, it depends on when I go to sleep tonight. I get up at 8 or get up at whatever time, throw on some clothes, get out there, try to get some steps in, get back before the game start, eat a little breakfast. And have breakfast tomorrow. Just have my broccoli and sour cream. Set myself up, you know, for a meal. Or I can set myself up for the meal during the game. No, it's too early. I want to save my meal. And you know, I'm thinking Cleo and Leo's fried chicken. That could be my meal tomorrow. I'll stay away from the bread. Maybe I'll get something else, some other type of comforting foods. I'll probably stay away from that French loaf. Last time I had garlic bread, oh my God, it was cheesy and garlicky and oily. I put this in the air fryer. Oh my God, ate it with that chicken. Lord, and I think I had some seafood salad with it too. I think I overindulged. Forget when that was. Wasn't last week. And I don't even know what I ate last week to put on that 16 pounds like that. That 16 pounds through there. I don't know what I ate. It had to be to not walk, because I don't think I ate that much. I've eaten more. And of course I go up, but nothing like that. My God, what was that about? Going up 16 pounds like that. 208 to 224. Like I said, it all came right off though in the week. And I think I might even be as lower than I was last week. Yeah. And I kind of knew it wasn't going to stick. I knew it wasn't going to stick, to be honest with you. I just didn't like it. And I kept the pressure on myself. So, out here doing it, I figured I would have to do, I had 13,000. So that means I'd have to do 7,000. I figure I get 100 a minute. That'd be 70 minutes to get to 7,000. An hour and 10 minutes. I left at 6:23. It's 7:23 now. So I'm coming up on it. I should be coming up on it. At least one more should do it for sure. One more loop. Because this is the loop that I walk on my 15-minute break. This is the loop that I walk on my second 15-minute break. I don't even got to use the timer anymore. I don't even, because the first few times I time it, put it at 7 minutes. That means 7 minutes, I got to turn around and start walking backwards. Right back to get back to my, seat and time to clock in. And I was like, hey, I'm halfway around here. So let me just keep going all the way around and see if I can make it. And I do. So I figured this whole block, I don't even tie myself anymore. Just hit break and boom, go. Walk it, get back. Fairly consistent. Right about 14 minutes, 40 seconds to, punch in. 15. Punching in a break late ain't gonna kill you. Punching in a lunch does. Lunch, you gotta hit, you gotta nail lunch. I nail my lunch too. 30 minutes to the dot. Because that's the actual punching in, punching out. The break is just you to set your availability to receive calls to break. You can go, you can be 15, 16, 17 minutes. Sometimes things happen and they're understanding about that. I think they should be considering my numbers. I think my numbers are good. In fact, I looked at my numbers the other day. I had touched 50 tickets the other day. It's like, oh my God, that's how much work I be doing? I touched 50 tickets. That doesn't mean I helped 50 customers. That means I processed 50 tickets. Some things were, just abandoned. Some things were just nothing to do, just close. Maneuver this, or point that to there. Or some things you just had to act, respond to. You had to act on in a general way. I shouldn't even check. I should just keep walking. I should just walk one more. I should walk one more because it's 7:25 now. I live at 6:23. And I did kind of calculate this down to exactly, and it seems like, I bet you it's coming right down to it. I figured how many numbers, how many times I'd have to walk around and how long it would take me. And it's 7:26 now, 13 minute walk to get me back at 7:39, I guess. Well, look, 6:23 and 70. 6:23 in an hour and 10 minutes, 70 minutes. Is 7:33. So 7:33, that'd be 70 minutes. And that should be 7,000 steps, put me over 20,000. So just one more walk, one more loop around It'd be good. This is not so bad. I can do this at night too. I don't mind doing this at night. I'm glad I found this place now. I can do this at night. You know, I found a comfortable place that I can do at night. There's other places I can go. Don't get me wrong. And if once I get bored with this, depending on, you know, how much I'm out here doing it, I'll figure out another way. I was even thinking I could walk to Walmart because I got my mother some headphones I need to take back. I was like, I could walk to Walmart, you know, and then come back. That'd be a more exciting walk. But this one, this walk is more like put your head down and just grind. And that feels good too. Just to, you know, make the loop. Not too much distracting out here. Just walk. Just walk hard. Focus. You know, not being distracted. Not, you know, looking at stuff. And not losing my focus on my walking. So we'll see. And it just feels good to be out. It feels good to be out outside talking in the air. It's 7:30, but it's dark. And I don't want to start getting in the habit of shutting down when it gets dark. I want to fight that as long as I can. I don't want to get in the habit of shutting down, having my body starting to feel it hibernate when it gets dark. Because, you know, sometimes I come out at night, even though it's dark, you really can't even call it night. Can you call it night just because it's dark? I don't even consider it night yet. It's just dark. Night is probably like 8:30, 9 o'clock at least. 9:30, 10. This is just dark. And then, you know, when I do go out, I see people out walking their dogs. You know, those kind of congenial people. Genial, docile, whatever. Not docile, you know the word. Genteel people. You know, normal, corny people out walking their dogs. Even though it's dark. You know, because they understand too that it's only 6:30. It's only 7:30 for crying out loud. We can't start shutting down this early. We can't start shutting down this early. I don't want to keep my body going. And by doing that, you can probably hear how I'm talking. My energy is up. That means my blood is flowing. I'm probably burning calories just from having my energy up. What was that just ran across the street? Looked like a cat or a possum or something. It looked like a dog. It didn't look like it was on a leash. Did y'all see that? But anyway, that's one thing my sister says. Walk around. She don't like walking around her neighborhood. It's too many dogs to be getting loose. And she walk with a stick. When she walk with a stick. I walk, I don't be seeing too many dogs loose. Probably knock wood. In fact, you know, I remember I saw a stray dog in San Bernardino one time. And it was so long since I saw a stray dog that I realized how strange it was. They got that shit cleaned up. You know, remember, there was a time you see stray dogs. Not a lot, but, you know, enough to where it wasn't no big deal. Dogs running around loose or stray dogs. Not no more. Not no more. Only time, well, one dog get loose. It happened in Youngstown. I was walking up my daughter's street. Dog got loose, pit bull or something out there barking. You know. And I don't know if I turned around or just kind of walked by on the other side of the street. I probably turned around, to be honest with you. But, you know, this will be out here. Get my walk in, get the energy up, energy flow. Means I should sleep better, number one, food digest better. And even if the numbers, if the scale don't reflect on this thing, or, you know, it's not as much as I think it should be or whatever, there's other benefits to getting out here, not laying around and feeling all that weirdness from being too lazy and just laying around. Just really feels good to be out here. You can smell people burning fire in their fireplaces and stuff already. And that last couple nights, the other night I turned the heat on at my mother's place. It went down to 55 outside. It was chill. It was chill. I ain't gonna say it was cold in the apartment upstairs in that room, but it was definitely chill. So I just turned the furnace on to like 73. And I let it run, and it started to get a little too hot. So I went down there and just turned it off. And that's all I needed, you know, just to knocked that whatever that was out of the room. And then by the time I woke up next morning under the blankets, I was hot, kind of sweaty, because I sleep with the door closed like normal people should. I like to be enclosed, except for if I'm in my own house. If there's other people in the building or facility, I'm sleeping with the door closed. I just gotta have that separation. You know, my own apartment, nobody else there, I'm good with the door open. One time my cousin was slept in the room, and she slept with the door open. I was like, close that door, you weird. Like, I look up in there, and she's laying all over sleep. I'm like, nobody wanna see you sleep. I'm a prude like that. Or just, you know, conservative. I wouldn't, not quite closed-minded, but you know, just like, I don't wanna see that stuff. Nobody wants to see you sleep. For whatever reason, you know, close the door. But, you know, so I just turned the heat on for an hour, maybe hour and a half, and turned it off, and it was good. I got a little space heater. I'll crank it up when I go upstairs, when I go into the room, while I'm doing stuff, in between the room I work in, the office room and the bedroom. I let that little space heater run and knock the chill off the room. And I'm ready to go in there, you know, take off my clothes, put on maybe some pajamas or lighter bed clothes or whatever, house clothes, you know, and be comfortable. But this is what I do. This is what I do. I wonder if I'm gonna put this one in. I guess I can upload this to YouTube just to see what the Note GPT and AI would make of this talk, how it would break it down, how it would summarize and the key points and all that. Because I'm just really just talking, you know. Nothing groundbreaking, but you never know. That's why I try to put every video I make out there. You never know what's gonna hit. You don't know what history is gonna act upon. You don't know what's gonna trigger history. You don't know. Just put it all out there. That's my idea. That's what I've been doing too. Putting it all out there. Posting, converting. I got the system down. I record these things like I'm doing here now. Upload them. We got places where they go. Organized, boom, boom, boom. There's a process. Assembly line, boom, 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 boom. And they're out there. Ta-da. Jeffrey TV. Jeffreyism. Jeffrey. At Jeffrey TV. That's me. I'm out there. I am out there. It feels good. And I Googled at Jeffrey TV and my websites came back. I'm gonna do it again. I think I'm gonna do it in an in-private browser, a browser that shouldn't know anything about my search history or anything, or go to a computer I've never been on before and try and see what kind of results I get. Maybe even go on VPN to another country in an in-private session and just Google at Jeffrey TV and see what I get back. Because that's one of my websites, one of my YouTube sites is named at Jeffrey TV. It got that name formally, but it's not my main one. And I was gonna switch them, but to switch them, I gotta drop the at Jeffrey TV one. And then I guess for a certain amount of time or whatever, it'd be released out there, unclaimed until I claim it back. And I got nervous. I set an alarm to get it back on the 13th or 14th day, and it wasn't available. And I was like, oh, I don't wanna lose it. So I canceled the claim. I canceled the drop in it so that I just kept it. But it's on the Jeffrey TV. It's on one of my YouTube channels that I don't really use. And the one I'm using now, I think I got at Jeffrey TV underscore 1962 or something like that. You know, but I want my main one you know, what, my 3,000, 2,000 followers or whatever from my atheist days. And this Sarah Palin booty shot video that seems to get 10, 15,000 hits a month that I made. You know what else too? I'm looking at the first videos that I made. The very first videos that I made on YouTube. Back in April of 2006. And I'm doing the same stuff. I'm doing the same stuff, saying the same stuff. One of the videos I made back then was titled Me Talking. I mean, I don't realize the consistency in what I'm doing. That I've been doing the same stuff. Talk about the same stuff. Oh, checking cameras, checking my microphone, saying the same stuff almost 20 years ago. And I just, you know, it's not nothing that I'm conscious of. I guess what I'm saying. But I guess it shows that whatever I'm doing is sticking with me. I still believe in it. And it's quote unquote real. It's real. And that, you know, it's not fly by night. It's just not a whimsical. This is stuff that, and I'm not trying to like copy what I'm doing or remember what I'm doing or being consistent. I'm just trying to do whatever I feel in the moment. And it seems to be consistently the same. One of the videos are literally me talking. And that's what I name all my videos now, me talking. And I had no idea that I was doing that 20 something years ago. And saying the same stuff, talking about my cameras, testing microphones, talk about this, talk about that, talk about religion and politics, doing the same stuff. I love it. I does love it. I ain't gonna swear on y'all because I swore on y'all earlier today. But I'm gonna shut it down. We're gonna put it away. We did it. We probably should have got up to, we probably up to, 20,000, and that's what we're looking for. 20K. My name is Jeffrey.